EBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Any day now, President Biden expected to formally announce his 2024 re-election bid. Sources tell ABC News it could happen as soon as Tuesday. Yesterday in Maryland, the president touted job growth on his watch.
Nearly 800,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs, the fastest growth in 40 years.
Other 2024 contenders, Democrats Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and author Marianne Williamson. Republicans include former President Trump, conservative radio host Larry Elder, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The Supreme Court faces its own midnight deadline to decide challenges over the abortion pill, a stay on the drug right now, keeping it available. Calls for a temporary ceasefire in Sudan. Hundreds killed, including at least one American, during fighting between the Sudanese military and a paramilitary group. This is ABC News. An admitted Capitol rioter from Texas now facing more serious charges.
In selfies he took on January 6th, Nathan Pelham is seen outside the U.S. Capitol in a ball cap, goggles, and a facial covering. Police say he did not go into the building, but they charged him with four misdemeanors. Earlier this month, Pelham agreed to surrender and be charged, but when sheriff's deputies went to his Greenville, Texas home on a welfare call, they say he opened fire on them. Now, along with the four misdemeanors, Nate Pelham is looking at charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm with a potential 10-year prison term. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Canada, police are investigating a multi-million dollar theft at Toronto International Airport, an air cargo container vanishing Monday after it was unloaded from a plane and moved into a secure holding facility. Peel Regional Police Inspector Stephen Duviestein.
It did contain gold, but was not exclusive to gold and contained other items of monetary value.
Officials say the items stolen are worth about $15 million. Lindsay Watts, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Plans for a Microsoft data center on land intended for Mount Pleasant's Foxconn site are moving forward. On Tuesday, the Racine County Board of Supervisors approved the deal for the land sale. It remains unclear how many people will be employed there once work is completed, but if it happens, this will be the first major development in the industrial park since Foxconn began work in 2018 on what was supposed to be an LCD manufacturing plant employing 13,000 people. That never happened. Foxconn currently employs about 1,000. The deal requires Microsoft begin the first phase no later than July of 2026. Wisconsin's statewide tornado drill has been reset for today. Sirens will activate in many counties across the state at 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. The drills are meant to familiarize you with what the sirens sound like so you know when to seek shelter during severe weather. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football, fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, Texas, that same number. Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for your as usual, fine broadcasting here. I'm calling in the affirmative of President Biden's run for another term. Regarding the focus on his age, I think we've all heard that, you know, the idea that 80 is the new 60. Just yesterday I heard Gerd Leonhard, a German futurist on Sustainability Now Global, who said that 30-year-olds today can look to live in 125 years due to improved health, et cetera. I believe that President Biden's decades-long experience and wisdom does today and will support him in his responsibilities as president. And then there's Jill Biden. You know, she's obviously supportive of his run in 24, and she's certainly a woman of good judgment.
So, Mary, I would ask you, I talked about the 10 youngest presidents of the United States, all under 40, And you know, it's getting, you know, we're certainly older and older and older. Ronald Reagan at 69, I remember when he first became president of the United States, I was one of the people laughing, saying he was too old. And I'm not questioning whether or not Joe Biden has not done some great things. He has. It's a challenging job, right? I mean, he's the most powerful man on the planet. He has to travel the world repeatedly. It is a more than a notion for even a young man. We all saw what transpired under Bill Clinton, what he looked like after 8 years with Barack Obama, with George Bush Jr., we saw the toll it took on those men. Should we, is Joe Biden beyond that?
Well, you know, I think we're all familiar with regenerative batteries, and I have to believe that, that's what he's running on.
Yeah.
And I hope this isn't an ego thing. You know, if Trump runs, I hope that that is not what would be keeping him in the running. But I just called in to say that I'm in favor of his running.
I'm looking forward to having our guest on. Right, we're going to have our special guest on, you and I.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Earl. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what do you say?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people are ultimately the government, and we must never forget that. As far as it goes with Joe Biden, honestly, I'm in your camp on that, and I think it's something that we do need to flush out because that is something that the Republicans will go after us on.
If they're going to run Donald Trump, he's right there, too.
Exactly. And the thing is, I will vote for Joe Biden if he is the candidate.
So will you.
But my point is that there is a difference in 80. I mean, you look at Bernie Sanders, he's basically the same at 40 as he is at 80. And that's and Joe Biden has shown areas where he has been slipping. And I think what we need right now is we need someone that's going to motivate and, you know, get the American people who are the government excited and, you know, want to get out and vote. And I don't see where Joe is really called or maybe has the capacity to actually call for the American people, you know, to fight for things like Medicare for All. And this whole thing with the billionaires, you know, basically taking over our country. We saw yesterday that a lot of times corporations don't work so well, especially SpaceX there with their blowing up of spaceships. Don't remember that really happening too many times in the whole time that NASA was under government control. But I'll tell you what, I would love to see the American people do something to recruit Michelle Obama as a president. I know she said that she is not interested, but I think that she would win the presidency. I think that she has the exact type of following that we would need for that.
Tom, it's strange.
Her policies are actually more progressive than Barack.
It's strange you mentioned Michelle Obama. We're going to be talking about her after this conversation. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. You say what?
Hey, well, first of all, age is one thing. You can compare two people at the same age. One person can have it and the other person can't. Joe Biden just doesn't. He's slipping like crazy. But that's not why I called. I want to talk to you about what was brought up yesterday with the FHA. Making people like you and me that pay our bills on time.
I don't know anything about that other than I've heard on conservative talk radio, and hey Gary, it's not in the New York Times, it's not in the Washington Post. I've heard it on talk radio that they claim that the FHA is going to charge people with more who have more money. A higher fee, with great credit, in order to support people who financially, who want to buy a house, who financially can't afford it.
Fair? Does that sound fair to you?
Again, that's what I heard on conservative talk radio. I don't know that to be a fact.
But it's being enacted on May 1st. So people like you and me that go out there and pay their bills are now going to be subsidizing people who
Gary, here's the issue. I'm not talking about that. My focus is, as we have all been talking about, except you, who've changed the subject, I'm not even concerned about it. You know, the issue is we were talking about the age of the person who is president of the United States. Yeah, do you have a conversation on that?
Yes, I do. Okay, Joe Biden, as far as I'm concerned, you listen to the gaffes that he has constantly. You guys, you got to put up somebody better than that because
what are you talking about?
Popularity.
My thing is not about that part of it. To say you guys you have to put up somebody better than that. You mean Donald Trump? What about you guys?
No, I'm talking about Michelle Obama. Why not pressure her and going into it?
Because
I trust her more than I trust Joe Biden's brain.
Listen, okay.
He just doesn't have it anymore. And it's dangerous.
Oh,
it's
dangerous. And Donald Trump.
I don't blame him.
And Donald Trump does have it.
No, Donald Trump is smart as can be, but he's got a mouth on him, and I agree. He irritates the living daylights out of people.
Hey.
I wish he'd keep his mouth shut.
Donald Trump doesn't only have a mouth on him. He's, you know, he's
very smart.
He's clearly a liar, and I don't see anywhere where he's really smart. You know, I've listened to him, man. I don't know how you get that Donald Trump is smart.
He stood up to the Chinese. Stood up to the Russians. When Barack Obama was president, they went into Crimea, the Ukraine, and he said, "Don't go ahead." Let me finish my thought.
Because you're going somewhere that has nothing to do with the conversation.
I'm saying that. Nobody trusts the world leaders. Don't trust
the world leaders. Don't trust Donald Trump. Okay,
they don't trust Biden for being strong.
What world leaders? What world leaders? Who are you talking about?
I don't think that Korea. I don't think that the Chinese. I don't think that Putin. I don't think any of those guys. These leaders really believe that Biden has the balls to do anything. I think he's a coward. I don't think that he's smart.
Well, listen, man. You know, it's you really do expose yourself, man, when you make statements like that. You know that you can't when you make statements like that. That your statements are just so unfounded and just so wrought with hatred.
Okay, do you think Putin? I don't hate Biden.
You when you make statements like you just made about President Joe Biden,
dangerous for America.
He's no more dangerous for America than what Donald Trump was for America. So you know when you make statements and say that Donald Trump was somehow a brilliant man, and then say Joe Biden is not to be trusted. And
when he was president, our economy was bad.
Didn't you just hear that we've got the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state of Wisconsin? That's under Joe Biden.
And I'm very happy about that.
But it's under Joe Biden. So the economy that you're talking about. It's still booming.
What about
as it was when Donald Trump walked into office?
Gas, what are you going to say? What about price of milk and eggs and gas and everything else? Do you know what it costs to put a furnace in nowadays compared to what it was like 3 years ago?
Well,
it's $1,000 more. $1,000.
Okay.
Room.
All right.
It's
okay.
Terrible.
I got it. Thank you very much for the call, Karina. I'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on this station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
Do you wish you knew someone who could help develop your palate and passion for diverse, healthy teas from all around the world? Cultivate Tasting Green Bay is owned by a certified tea specialist, and Jennifer is known for hosting a series of professional tea tastings, unique and upscale, but inviting and open to all. Learn more about Cultivate Taste at CultivateTaste.com or call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Cultivate your taste at Cultivate Taste Green Bay.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 33. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 45. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, the great Joe Crocker. Let's go to Karina. Hey, good morning, Karina. How you doing? Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Well, you know, I'm with you in terms of age concern. And my concern is not that he's old and, you know, people live different amount of time and have a different mental abilities and sustain mental decisions. But what I'm worried about, actually, is that I don't really see Kamala being a president.
Neither do I.
You see what I'm saying?
Neither
do
I.
You see what I'm saying? This is what worries me the most, that if he's going for a second term and he's bringing Kamala, I really don't see her doing anything or being, the fact that neither Democrats or Republicans have a younger candidate for a presidential position. It reminds me that situation was in Soviet Union right before the Soviet Union crashed.
Brezhnev.
Power. Yes. And if you remember, after Brezhnev, we had like a three other senile men. And it shows that it's a struggle of a party, because for the longest time, they preserved themselves and not allowed the younger population to step in because they were so, precious, the position.
And when Gorbachev came into power, I never will forget. I remember we in this country constantly made fun of the Russians and Brezhnev, and we had younger presidents, and so it was always, hey, they've got those old men over there. And then when Ronald Reagan was the president and Gorbachev came, it was the exact opposite. And right. Gorbachev came and in as... I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the most important part is that it happened because of the struggle, because of that they wouldn't let younger population to come and do what the good party does. It brings up the resources to the top. What's happening right now and what happened in the USSR... they were holding down all the younger population because they didn't want anybody. They got to the top. They were holding that top. But now they are all 80 years old. They have to do something. They have to do something. This is a problem for both parties because, I mean, technically, we don't really even have a candidate to say, oh, I would like this person to be a president. I think that person would do something. Doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or Democrat. There is nobody right now. I'm looking at everybody, and actually, I really appreciate the fact that somebody starts talking about Michelle, because I think we have a chance with Michelle.
Well, number one, she doesn't want to be. And she saw 8 years of her husband, and she saw what 8 years of stress, how it aged her husband. This is not tiddlywinks. It's the most powerful, person on the earth. Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. We've got to go to a break. And I want to hear the end of the great Joe Cocker. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Lindsay Watts. Any day now, President Biden expected to formally announce his 2024 re-election bid. Sources tell ABC News it could happen as soon as Tuesday. Yesterday in Maryland, the president touted job growth on his watch.
Nearly 800,000 good-paying manufacturing jobs, the fastest growth in 40 years.
Other 2024 contenders, Democrats Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and author Marianne Williamson. Republicans include former President Trump, conservative radio host Larry Elder, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. The Supreme Court faces its own midnight deadline to decide challenges over the abortion pill, a stay on the drug right now, keeping it available. Calls for a temporary ceasefire in Sudan. Hundreds killed, including at least one
the
American.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio.
Top general
refresh.
Says he's committed to a civilian-led government. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Thousands of daycare centers are in jeopardy in Wisconsin, and families may soon see their child care costs go up. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families says funding for the Child Care Account Stabilization Payment Program is expected to be cut in half soon. Officials say there's much less federal pandemic relief money to work with. The program keeps 3,000 daycare centers in Wisconsin in business. People in southeast Wisconsin are busy cleaning up after thunderstorms rolled through late yesterday. There was flooding and downed trees and power lines. We Energy says about 1,700 homes and businesses lost power at some point. Bayview may have gotten the worst of it, with hail, flooding, and a tree came down on someone's car. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Michelle Obama. This was yesterday on the Gayle King Show. We've been married for 30 years. Talking about her and former President Barack Obama. And 20 of them were great. Huh? What? Who? What is that? Hey, man. You know, everybody said they've got the greatest marriage in the world. Nobody ever saw what was going on in their marriage. But they, you know, it's the greatest marriage ever. Well, why? Well, look at how they look together. The fact that the former first lady said we've been married for 30 years and 20 of them were great. Michelle Obama says the world tends to glamorize marriage. Do you hear that, Calvin? While the reality is that matrimony is hard. Do you hear that, Calvin? We've been married for 30 years, Obama said, of former President Obama during the Thursday interview with Gayle King on CBS Morning News. If I fell out with him for 10 years, one-third of their marriage, they've had difficult times. And we had a great 20 years. I'd take those odds anytime. The former first lady said in response to a question from King about remarks she made last year that for a decade during their relationship, get this, she couldn't stand the former president of the United States. Hear, hear. That's the person I want for president. Somebody who will stand up and be truthful about things. We glamorize marriage, Obama 59 said. In this day and age, marriage is more than about the dress and the dresses and the proposal and the honeymoon and all the stuff around it. And young people aren't ready for the real marriage, she told King. A lot of young people quit marriage over things that are just a part of the commitment, added the Light We Carry author, promoting a book and a forthcoming Netflix special she filmed with Oprah Winfrey. I share these things because marriage is hard, Obama said. It's incumbent upon us, people who have had successful marriages, to be really honest about the fact that making a commitment to be with someone means you compromise, and compromise ain't always fun, she said. And don't add kids into the mix because they really mess up your life, the mom of two quipped. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. She said a mouthful. In that short period of time, and those several paragraphs that I just read, what she said was monumental. You know, you hear people say, oh, they've got the greatest marriage in the world. They don't know anything about people's marriages. They don't know what goes on behind the scenes. With two people who have been raised differently in different households, some different beliefs, trying to blend their lives together to make it one, with all the different things that have happened in your lives before you meet one another. Not easy. And yet, one in two marriages in this country end in divorce, which shows you that it is not easy. People getting married all the time. You hear me, Calvin? $50,000, $100,000 for the wedding. Oh, everything's got to be perfect. And all these people gather and they come together and till death do you part. Yeah, I'll accept that. Yeah, okay. Till death do us part. And one and two end in divorce. There are people planning right now to spend $50,000, $75,000, $100,000, $200,000 on a wedding. You know, it's coming up. It's that time of year, summer weddings. Weddings aren't easy. Marriage is not easy. As someone who's, you know, been around it for 40 years or more, it's sacrificing. How much are you willing to sacrifice? You know, and then, as she said, you add children to the mix. It's not for the faint of heart. It really is not. You have to be committed. You know, and if there's anybody who knows, it's Methuselah himself, Al, who's calling back. Methuselah, talking about marriage. Methuselah, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, you there?
I'm waiting on you to finish.
Am I on point with any of this stuff I'm talking about, man?
Well, what Michelle said was absolute truth. And I'm coming up on 47 with my second wife. But the point is, people don't understand that marriage is a partnership. Marriage is a commitment. And the problem we have with it is there's no pre-training.
Right.
Because, you know, most of the young people today grew up in single-parent homes, and they've never witnessed a successful marriage.
So,
therefore, how are you going to duplicate something you've never seen?
So you use the term successful. And
that's right.
And so here's where, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789L. Here's where people get lost in that. What do you deem to be successful? It's different for different people.
Right. Longevity is part of it, but the other part of it is two people living together in partnership and understanding how to compromise on different issues, but creating a plan that both are committed to following, even in disagreement. The biggest part of it is the partnership, because in partnership, just like in business, you have to come to agreement on the plan that you laid out and who's going to be the final decision maker, because that person is the one who is considered the leader. But that changes at times through a marriage. Leadership is about who is present at the time when a decision has to be made, and is that decision going to be for the benefit of all involved.
So, Calvin, are you writing this stuff down?
Yeah.
Our phone lines are open at 844-96. So, Calvin is only 27. So, you know.
I teach healthy relationships. I teach fatherhood and parenting, and I teach healthy marriage. And the deal is money management. I teach that. The point is all of these things have to come together, and people have to be on the same page most of the time in order to make things work.
You know, Al,
technically it's a business.
If I'm a young person listening to you and me, and we're talking about getting married, and I'm listening to a couple of old goats like you and I, I'm like, what are they talking about? I'm in love with him.
Define love.
Well, you and I clearly when you've
define
been around.
Love.
Well, I mean, again, young people, that's not, you know, that's the furthest thing from your mind. That the things you're talking
you,
about,
I'm saying,
partnership.
What is love? Love
accepting people basically where they are, not looking at yourself as being superior to anybody, knowing that you and I, that we all have warts, and that I'm not right all the time. And yes, we can. I need to correct my behavior. You know,
Earl, I had a class once, and this is true, of 9 men, and I gave them that word, and I gave them the Quran, the Bible, King James Version, and Zen Buddhism book, and they were split into threes. And I asked them to define love. And I came up with 9 different answers for the same word.
Right.
So, hello. There's no such thing as love is not definable, and at least not universally. And it's just a feeling that you have about a person that you want to be with, you care about. But see, when I was in Vietnam, I was in love with all of them men who had the same uniform I had on, because
right.
I knew that when
your life,
I got shot,
yeah,
if anybody was going to step up and help me, they would. And I was in the same boat with them.
Right.
The point is, we can't define that word. As like I said, marriage is about partnership.
So, Al, let me tell you what's amazing. The phone line is full of men.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, okay. Phone line is full
Go
of
ahead.
Men.
You there's not talk to them.
No,
talk
no.
To them.
My point, Al, is there's not one woman who has called thus far. And we know that their perspective is going to be different than all these men who are on the line, right?
Not necessarily.
Well, I think
it will parenting
be.
Classes. I've had parenting classes with women and men, and the women were more in line with what I'm saying.
I'm saying their perspective on it is going to be different than the men, you know.
And let me say this, and then I'm going to shut up. When I was in high school, we had a class. It was an experimental class called Family Living. I'm talking about back in the 1950s. And it was a class talking about how people live together and share responsibilities of living under the same roof. That was a class to a prerequisite to marriage. I've never seen that since.
Hey, Al, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Thanks for the wisdom. We'll be right back.
Settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 54. Southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Lows level off around 33. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs level off around 45. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-40s to the upper 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number if you're just joining us. I was talking about Michelle Obama yesterday on the Gayle King Show. No, I wasn't watching Gayle King. Michelle Obama said about her husband, "We've been married for 30 years and 20 of them were great." And she then went on to say, you know, what the important things really were. So Kevin, I keep telling you, you need to be writing this stuff down, because these old guys who've been around a while are giving some information. Bill from Oconomowoc. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Well, I want to join the old gold club, because I think I qualify. I just looked at my driver's license. I think I'm in your club, I hope. At least I hope. But as an old goat that's been married 52 years, I can tell you this. The only reason I've been married 52 years is my wife puts up with me.
Yes,
period.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And also a good close friend of mine, Christian Mann, who had a wonderful marriage, still does. I said, "Mike, you have the best marriage of anybody I have ever seen. Help me out." And he says, "Real simple. Put yourself second."
Yes.
And you'll have a successful marriage. And then another thing on raising kids, and I believe this 100%, even if they're not your paternal kids, even if they're just some kids you want to help out, you instill in that child he can be the best he can be. The best. He can be president, he can be an NBA player, he can be an academic, whatever. If he believes in God, it will happen. That's
hey,
a fact.
Hey, Bill, man, when you said put yourself second, man, many people can't do it. Okay? And so because they can't do that, it's why there's so many divorces. It can't be I'm not happy. Here's the deal. It's not your mate's responsibility to make you happy. Is it safe to say that, Bill?
No, I hope my wife's not listening.
No.
You're right.
We were individuals before we got married, and there were things that made you happy before you got married. And my wife's listening too. So I'll take the beating when I get home, but it's not your mate's responsibility to make you happy. You have to find your happiness in your own life. Am I right with that, Bill?
Well, not only that, but you can find your happiness in the stuff that your wife is doing
right
for you. That sometimes me, The old goat can't even figure it out.
Yes.
I'm not ignorant. Oh, you made a beautiful dinner. Oh, thanks for picking this up. Oh, you raised our kids to be great kids, and she did. And now you're raising our grandkids to be great grandkids or great people, and she is. You take yourself, your wife, sometimes,
for
and
granted.
I did for a long,
for granted.
Long time.
For granted.
And I'm still looking for granted. I'm still learning, because if it's about me and it's what I want, okay, I can get what I want, but where would I be without her if I had what I want?
You know,
I'd be nothing.
You know, Bill, man, I love your perspective on things and your view on things, and you are 100% correct in what you just said. There's no question whatsoever, and you know, I'm glad that you're on the air, man, because what you just said, people need to hear. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Hey, Stephen, what's going on? Your thoughts?
So I'm not part of the old goat club. I am one of the youngsters that are married that are calling in. And because of that, I think I offer a different perspective than some of the older gentlemen, even though they're 100% correct. Have offered this morning. So here are my opinions and thoughts on this specific subject. My wife and I got married 2 years ago. It was a COVID wedding. We got married in the middle of COVID, and it was a Catholic COVID wedding. So if you can imagine the interesting picture that was, and. When we got married, I will be honest with you, the picture and the thought that I have of marriage, man, was that a reality check real quick? Because marriage is not all roses and cupcakes.
And how old were you when you got married? How old were you when you got married?
I was 25
okay.
when I got
all
married.
Right. Go ahead.
And marriage, the first thing I'll tell you, if you can't look in the mirror in the morning and love yourself, don't enter into a marriage.
No
question.
Because
you have to be able to love yourself first before you can love somebody else.
That is correct.
And marriage is a team sport. There's no I in marriage. You have to be able to work with your partner. And you have to be able to be flexible, and, you know, you have to be able to work with another person to make things work. And love to me, and this is just my, you know, specific, you know, opinion on what love is, if I had to define it, love is not when everything's great and rosy. Love is when you can't stand to look at each other, but you're still sitting next to each other, still laying in bed with that person. To me, that's what love is.
So let me say this to you, Stephen. We are going to accept you as an honorary old goat because you've got the spirit of an old goat. You got to figure it out, man. You really are. I mean, you got to figure it out at such a young age,
well,
man.
I appreciate that. It took a lot of my wife sitting me down and saying, hey, listen here, man. This is how it works. And I figured out real quick that I'm exactly that. I'm a man.
You figured it out. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Exactly.
Right.
and I will tell you this, Earl. Marriage was hard for me. I grew up in a family where my mom was divorced. And I watched my mom get abused my whole life. So my version of marriage was very skewed.
Hey Stephen, man, I wish we had more time, but we've got to go to a break. Man, thank you. Like I said, I always enjoy what you share. Got to go to a break. Tom, I see you, man. We'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
You know.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over on. If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.